One skill that is fundamental yet often overlooked is the ability to speak slowly and clearly. And it's not just about talking at a leisurely pace. It's about making every word count, ensuring that your message is not just heard, but understood and felt. Why is this so important? Speaking slowly and clearly enhances comprehension, engagement, and even your credibility as a speaker. Let's explore now five actionable tips that you can use to improve and master this essential skill. First, mindful speaking. Awareness is key. Start by noticing your current speaking habits. Are you rushing through sentences? Are some words getting lost? Do people look at you as if to say, "What?" Here's a simple exercise. Set aside a few minutes each day to speak on any topic you like, focusing on pace or speech rate. Try to be fully present with each word, each sound, ensuring that they are deliberately spoken.
Hello, my name is Darren McStay. I would like to speak more slowly and clearly.
Hello,
of course, you can't just do this to someone in the street. Well, you can. They just might look at you funny. Remember, it's an exercise. When you deliberately slow down, you can start to hear how you are forming words into sentences. If anything is mumbled or jumbled, then fix it. Overemphasize the word so it is excruciatingly slow and painful. That's how you learn. Now, in this exercise, you only start to speed up once you are sure that you have mastered it in the slower version. Eventually, you'll stop tripping over while it's slow, and you'll be able to do that when you speak faster, and then that'll turn into your regular everyday speech, and you'll be able to improvise at pace confidently. And if you notice someone, when speaking to them, looking confused, then do this. Slow down, recalibrate, breathe, and speed up again over time. But there are other things you can do. Next we have, strategic pauses can transform your speech. They allow you to gather your thoughts and give your listeners time to absorb your message. It's a good idea to practice this with a speech or preset paragraph that you can get to grips with before improvising in everyday life. And to help you out, I'm attaching in the description box below a downloadable link to a text sheet with three sentences you can use to practice this. While practicing your speech, mark down places that you could put a pause to enhance understanding or emphasis. To do that, I like to mark the page with a forward slash where I'm going to take a pause, or rather a beat, which is basically a short pause. Sometimes grammatical points give indication of good pause places, but you can largely ignore them as correct grammar in reading isn't always the same as for speaking. In the pursuit of happiness, we often find ourselves reflecting on what truly matters. Despite the challenges we face daily, it is essential for our well-being to find moments of peace. Life, with its unexpected twists and turns, requires us to stop and appreciate the simple joys. Practicing these is a great way to train your unconscious mind to understand what is possible. With repetition, you will develop a growing understanding and then discover that in your everyday life, you simply start to do it, offering more dynamics and a better opportunity for your audience to better understand and connect with what you're saying. Next, we have, self-review is a powerful tool for improvement. Here's what to do. Record your practice sessions, including the tongue twisters, the pauses, and the slowing down sentences. Then listen back objectively and try to notice any patterns. Are you tripping over certain words? Are you trying to get to the end of sentences too fast? Are some words unclear? Once you can establish these and look at them without judging yourself, you're going to be in a better position to start making adjustments and improving them. And once you've done this, give yourself the note, go back to the start, and begin again. Go through the whole process, record it again, and eventually you're going to see improvement. Lastly, without breath, you don't have a voice. Effective breathing techniques can help regulate your speaking pace. It can calm you down and help to relax your body and your mind. Try this. You're going to take your hands and turn them in like this onto the inside of your thigh. And stand. Relax your belly. Let it go. And you can just lean on here like this. Now, what happens is, as you breathe in here, you can breathe into your belly, but try and see if you can breathe into your back. Open up that area at the back and the side where the ribs are. So not what I'm saying is don't try to breathe into your belly. Relax your belly, but allow the breath to fill up your entire torso. That's what we're aiming at. And what we're going to do in this exercise is each time we breathe out, we're going to try and elongate the time it takes to exhale. So like this. Caveat, don't do this in real life. People might think you've hurt your back or that you're experiencing gas or about to throw up. It's just an exercise. And what you're doing without holding tension, you are slowing down. And although this is controlling your breath, you're doing it as an exercise and not actually while you're trying to speak. So this is a way to sort of suggest to your body to take in more air. And by slowing it down, you're reducing the amount of oxygen you're taking into your body, therefore becoming more grounded and less anxious because oxygen feeds anxiety. And then you can forget it and go about your day. In my view and experience, public speaking can be split into three areas of practice. I call these the three P's: physiological, psychological, and performance. These make up the foundation for a more comprehensive understanding and improved ability to speak with clarity, confidence, and ease. And out of interest, these practices are the guiding principles in my Public Speaking Mastery online course, which has been available now for the last 4 years, and you can find in the description box below, should you wish to go further. Thank you for joining me today. If you have found these strategies useful, then like, share, and subscribe for more tips on how to speak with clarity, confidence, and ease. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.